Why don't we start with the new single? Why don't you tell us the name of the single, all about it, and we'll go from there.
This single is called You Want Me, and it's funny because I actually heard a demo of it like 6 years ago. So it was originally co-written by Devin Cooper and another songwriter named Robin DeLento. And it was written for Devin. And he showed me the demo of the song, which is so wildly different from the version that I did of it. And the melodies just got stuck in my head. I couldn't stop thinking about it. And so when I was considering songs to record for this album, it sort of popped in my head because it's so different than anything that I'd done before.
Yeah.
But the lyric, because it was written for Devin,
yeah,
did not fit me and was absolutely not my story. And so I emailed Devin and Robin, his co-writer, and just asked if they would be open to me rewriting the lyric and telling my story. And they were super gracious and said yes. All of the melodies are still intact from the original, okay, but they let me mod the lyrics and say what I wanted to say. And that's how we got You Want Me. It was one of those ones that's almost like an outside cut. I'm a songwriter first, and I love writing songs, but I also know when somebody has written something that's beating everything else in my catalog,
yeah,
and I'm totally open to that too. So,
well, I think the end goal is to just release great music, right?
Yeah, and great music that you resonate with and that makes you feel something, and that song did that for me since day one.
The single, you're about to release your debut album as well. What's the album called, and when is it all coming out, and how can people get a hold of it?
So we're actually releasing probably a single every 2 months for the next, I don't know, year-ish, and then it'll come out at the end of this year or early next year, depending on how the singles go.
Yeah.
I haven't actually told anybody what the name of the album is yet, but as soon as we announce it, I'll send you a message and come back and totally chat about it. But basically, the theme of the album is a song for every mood. It's rooted in country,
yep,
and all of the songs are based in country storytelling. However, production-wise, and you know this because we've known each other forever, I like to serve each song for what it wants and what it asks for. So it's a little poppy, it's a little country, it's a little bit jazz. It's kind of all over the map, which is part of why I wanted to do an album instead of just singles. All my favorite albums don't really make sense, and they really push,
yeah,
genre lines. And like you said, it's great songs and great music first. And so that's just kind of what I kept in mind and my musical team kept in mind while we were working on this one.
So you had some big news come out this week. You're part of SiriusXM's Top of the Country. You're named as one of the semi-finalists. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I guess it's a competition, right? And how that all works for,
yeah,
people that aren't aware?
For sure. Yeah, it is a competition. It's so funny because there are so many competitions, I guess you could say, in music. And I prefer almost not to look at it like that because,
yeah,
I've found the most success in programs like this when I just focus 100% on myself, also because there's so many of my friends in it, Jade Turner and Rob Adam and Parker Gray, and anyway, so many of my co-writers and collaborators and people that I love. But basically, it's a program put on by SiriusXM, and it's in partnership with the Canadian Country Music Association, and it just gives artists that are emerging in Canada a platform to show what they're doing. And I get to go to the Warehouse Studio, which is Brian Adams' studio, in a couple weeks in Vancouver, and record a song, and we're doing a video and stuff, and I'm just really, really excited to be part of it. And also, the timing couldn't be better because we had announced that the single was coming out, and then we found out about Top of the Country about the same time, and
okay,
it was one of those things where I was like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm really glad the universe is pointing at me and working in our favor. I just feel real, real grateful to be part of the thing.
A little wave of a momentum is going your way, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny when that happens because there's always ebbs and flows in that. And
yeah,
when it happens, I just got to jump on it and ride it and keep it going as long as I can.
I can see you on the surfboard now.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. I'm not a very good surfer or a snowboarder, but I'm going to do my best to ride the wave.
Well, I'm sure you'll do fine. Now, Country Music Alberta Awards are coming up. Will you be there this coming awards weekend?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I will. I am actually part of the roundtable sessions, which,
okay,
I'm really excited about. I'm talking about co-writing with Brandy Sidorek from Nice Horse. And I'm really excited about that because for me, especially when I started going to CMABs and,
yeah,
started meeting people in the community, the roundtables were the most impactful piece,
okay,
of that conference for me, simply because, yeah, it was people who were just sitting there and giving knowledge.
So what do you got coming up? Are there any gigs that we should know about?
Yeah. Well, actually, the next ones are in March. So I'm playing at the Banff Center for the Arts. At the end of March.
That
and that's going to
be
fun. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. We're doing a duo show there and tickets are available. And then actually during CMAB weekend, I think on it's either March 10th or 11th, we're doing a show called Heartstrings and Honky Tonks. And
okay,
that's going to
cool.
be up in Sherwood Park. And the summer is also starting to fill up, but we haven't announced any of those dates yet.
If you want to hear the interview again, head on over to cjwe.ca. And if you want to link up with Mariah's social media, go check out her website at mariahstokes.com.